talk to you today about liquid watercolor.
It's a very expensive thing to buy, but you can make it for free simply by recycling your old dried-out watercolor markers, like the Crayola markers that pretty much every classroom has. You can have a drive where you put a container in your room and have your students use it for the ones that are in the art classroom that dry out or the ones that they have at home or in other classrooms. Collect them throughout the year and then bring them home over the summer and make some liquid watercolor at home in the summer. All you have to do is take the lid off each marker, point face down, which is the part that you draw with, felt tip, into a jar, like a glass jar, and put some water covering over each of the felt tips and let them soak. Now, obviously, you're going to want to put all the yellow markers together and all the green ones together, etc., so that you're making one color that is a concentrated color. Once you do that for 2 or 3 days, then what will happen is that the water will bleed out all of the remaining watercolor base that is inside the marker. And then you can throw away the marker and you will have a concentrated liquid watercolor that you can use. I don't keep those stored in glass jars in the classroom because glass is not friend of children. So I put them in hardy plastic containers, not water bottles, because water bottles are not very sturdy. And I make sure that I mark them because sometimes they're hard to discern what color they are, like a turquoise blue or a blue or a green when they're inside the bottle. One more thing you want to keep in mind is that while you're using these watercolors in an art project, be sure to keep the leftovers and put them back in the bottle because you can still recycle them and use them again. Even if they look like they're kind of drying out, that just means that they're more concentrated. These types of watercolors are so good for special projects like crayon relief or oil pastels that you're going to paint on top of, or using a squirt bottle to spray with, or an eyedropper. So now that you've learned this really cool way of recycling watercolor markers to give your supplies a boost for free, I would love for you to try it. It's not expensive to use these vibrant colors in your classroom. Check it out, try it out, have fun. Thanks for listening. Bye.